Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1537, Life After the Mortgage is Paid Off, by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you, and to myself, frankly, from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, every single day. We're surrounded by messages of how difficult it can be to make ends meet and build wealth. So thank you for spending this time with me where we can empower ourselves to take control of our financial health. Do you have a question you'd like answered here on the show? Go ahead and send it over to finance@oldpodcast.com and you will hear from me soon. Even if your question isn't answered on a Q&A episode, I do my very best to answer every email. And now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Life After the Mortgage is Paid Off, by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. Are you thinking of paying off your house? Or have you recently hit the major milestone of mortgage freedom? Maybe you're simply wondering about life after the mortgage is paid off. Well, I'll tell you from experience that this can be a life-changing decision. A few years ago, our family paid off our $200,000 mortgage, and we now live mortgage-free and completely debt-free. No payments to the bank, fewer worries about job loss or income drops, and there's just something about owning your home outright. Five ways life after the mortgage is paid off looks different. After we paid off our house, we had a big decision to make. What do we do with all of our extra money? Since we were making extra principal payments, we had around $35,000 extra to allocate each year. This was a lot of money for us. Well, here's what we've done to build our wealth further, have more fun, and embrace exciting opportunities today. Number one, vacation more. The year after we paid off our mortgage, we traveled more than we ever have as a family. We went on an all-inclusive family vacation to Cabo St. Lucas in the spring. In the summer, we visited the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Southern California was our couple's getaway destination in the fall, and to round out the year, we even went to Disney World. Some of these vacations were supplemented by travel rewards and airline miles. And in the case of Disney World, it was generous grandparents. But they wouldn't have been possible without our mortgage freedom and the extra cash we had available to us. Since we love traveling so much, we now allocate 10% of our annual budget specifically to travel. We automatically deposit money directly into our high-yield savings account with Ally each month, so we always have vacation money available when we want it. This summer, Nicole and I are headed to Europe. Goodbye mortgage, bonjour Paris. Number two, invest more. With more cash available, we had thousands of more opportunities to invest our money. After all, the best way to create the future you want tomorrow is to invest your money today. Here are some of the routes we took for our investments. 401k. We continue to max out my employer-sponsored retirement plan because of the 15% match I received on all contributions. By the time I left my job in 2020, we had a balance of nearly $200,000. Roth IRAs. For a few years, we maxed out our Roth IRAs as well. This tax-advantaged vehicle allowed us to amass a sizable nest egg for our retirement. Health Savings Account, or HSA. We learned the power of the HSA after paying off our mortgage. This savings and investment option allows you to sock away money for future healthcare costs. With the cost of healthcare rising more and more each year, we're happy we're planning ahead. We partner with Lively for our HSA. 529 college savings. The total cost of public in-state universities for our children in the 2030s will be around $200,000 each. That's why we're investing in their future with 529 college savings accounts. Instead of throwing it into a savings account, we're investing money while they're young so we'll be able to help them graduate student debt-free. Taxable brokerage account. Outside of retirement, healthcare, and the cost of college for our kids, we wanted to invest for other future events in our life, like early retirement. With our taxable brokerage account, we're hoping it will provide us a bridge to lead us into full retirement. Collectively, we have around $75,000 in taxable brokerage accounts, and our goal is $1 million by age 50. If these goals seem lofty, know that they are. But that's one of the best ways life changes after the mortgage is paid off. We have the financial freedom to work on other big money goals. Number 3, save more. Outside of long-term planning, we were both ready to enjoy some short-term upgrades. We did this by saving cash automatically each month into our Ally savings account. Ally's buckets feature made this process easy and fun. We could visually see how much we had in each bucket and get excited as we were approaching our milestone goal numbers. Outside of the vacation bucket, which I already spoke about, here are some of the savings buckets we've been able to enjoy already. A new to us car. After 14 years of driving the same sedan, our growing family was ready for a new to us SUV. With around $30,000 saved up in one of our buckets, we recently bought a gently used Acura MDX, and we love it. An updated kitchen. During the pandemic, we were sitting around our house a lot, and our curious mind found ways to improve it. Luckily, we have enough money in our home improvement bucket to pay for an updated kitchen. We created a new bar top and overall open air feel to our first floor. It's been so worth it. New pets. We also bought some pandemic pets as well. Two hypoallergenic Siberian kittens are our kids' new best friends. There's something about these digital buckets of money. It feels like you're getting permission to spend and enjoy your money. It's been a game changer for our family in this mortgage-free stage of our lives. Number 4, give more. Around the time we paid off our mortgage, I realized that we were only giving 1% of our after-tax income. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I felt like we could do more. Jumping all the way to 5 or 10% sounded like the right move in theory, but in practice, it was a lot more difficult. So we decided to ladder up our giving over the next 3 years. In year one, we made the goal of giving 3%. In year two, we went for 5% giving. Each of these progressive goals made the process more fun, and we discovered more causes and charities that really moved our hearts. Today, we do 10% giving, but with our own spin on it. 5% to charitable organizations and causes, 4% to giving to family and friends through gifts, cash, and contributions to start their investment journey, and 1% is given out randomly to our neighbors through big tips or random acts of kindness. In the beginning, giving away this much of our money felt very difficult. Now it's one of our favorite things to do with our money. It's definitely been a very positive way that life changes after the mortgage is paid off. Number 5, take more risks. Last year, I took the plunge into full-time entrepreneurship. I left my cushy corporate career to pursue my small business full-time. I could not have felt confident enough to do this if we didn't pay off our mortgage early. Even if I completely screw up this whole digital entrepreneur thing, I know that we'll never lose our house. We own it outright, and that peace of mind helps me rest easy at night. I left a nice career with excellent benefits that paid me, more than double what I'm making now as a digital entrepreneur. But I'll tell you, every minute that I'm able to produce my podcast, write an article, speak at a conference, coach couples on their finances, and make videos, I'm happier than I've ever been working. I never knew working could feel like this. And now I'm determined to make it work. Just like our mortgage freedom goal, I'm going to dedicate myself to making the same amount of money I used to make in my corporate career. It may take me 15 years, just like my previous career, but I'll be smiling during the entire journey. You just listened to the post titled Life After the Mortgage is Paid Off by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. One thing I'm learning about money is that it likes to have a purpose. If you have an idea of how you will reallocate the money you're currently throwing at debt, for example, it can help maintain your enthusiasm for your debt freedom goal. After I got out of debt, I turned my aggressive debt payoff strategy into a 60% savings rate. I simply reallocated the money I was throwing at debt into building an emergency fund and fully funding my retirement vehicles. After the emergency fund was in a good spot, I then gave the money I was socking away there a new job in an after-tax brokerage. And now that I got to Coastfi, which means that I no longer need to contribute more to my retirement vehicles to have what I need for traditional retirement, I've actually been able to reallocate that money into a loss of income. Like Andy, I've used my financial security to quit my full-time job. And it's a real luxury to have full autonomy over my time, but it comes at the opportunity cost of saving and investing more at the moment. I liked this article because it offers some great ideas on where you could put your money in the future. And I also appreciate the suggestions here to allow yourself to spend a little more freely after you meet certain financial goals. When I was getting out of debt, I was extremely frugal and struggled to relax on my hypervigilance even after reaching some key milestones. I often have to remind myself that I've bought myself some options here, and I'm at a point where I can start enjoying the fruits of my labor. More and more, I'm seeing that money is only as valuable as your clarity on how you're going to use it and your comfort level on how much is enough. And in my own journey, this is an ever-changing and evolving dynamic. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.